He was naturally born left-handed, and he said whenever they started him to school, they taken his pencil out of his left hand and put it in the right hand and said, "You got to write with this hand." Said he never could do nothing with that right hand like he could his left hand. And that ruined him. He always claimed that was why he couldn't write, because, and his youngest daughter was left-handed, and he went with her to school when she started school, and he asked the teacher, please not try to change her pencil to the other hand, because she is naturally born left-handed. We did everything we could to get her to take the pencil and everything when she was a baby in that right hand, and she always would take it in the left hand. She is naturally born left-handed.
Doesn't seem fair that they'd make...
Beg pardon?
Doesn't seem fair that they'd make children that are natural.
Well, he said he just never did understand, but... and she writes with her left hand today.
Mm-hmm.
And she can write a very fair handwrite. Of course, she didn't go on to college. She finished high school, and...
Mm-hmm.
She wrote well enough she got through high school.
Yeah. What work did your husband do?
What work? Carpenter was his trade. He farmed, but when he would get the crop laid by, he'd go to build, and he learned it himself by hard work. And he carpentered up till his health got where he just couldn't drive a nail.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved that carpenter work. And his mother said that he was that way from the time he was large enough to get a hammer. He always enjoyed that hammer and played something like that better than anything else. He was gifted to do carpenter work. A lot of nights he would have a house to go ahead to build, and he wouldn't know just exactly how to fix it, and he'd study it out after he'd go to bed at night, roll and worry about how to fix a certain plate, you know, on the top or something. And he is a natural born carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of work. I expect to see his work as long as I live. Different places, of course. It's been several years now since he was able to work, but he built a lot of houses, and he laid some brick. He built a few chimneys.
Mm-hmm. What were his parents? Where were his parents from?
They was from Jones County too.
Do you think they were both born there?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I think they were both born in Jones County. And his daddy's father, he was off in the war, and the last they heard of him, he was up near Vicksburg, and he never did return, and they never have found any record of where he was buried.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his daddy's brother, he was a crippled man, but he stayed with just him, and he had one sister, and his mother was a very strong woman, and they made a go of it. But George's daddy, he couldn't, when he eat milk or butter in food, it always made him sick.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother, she tried to fool him and tried to get him. She was very fond of milk and butter. So she found out, she called him Jim. Jimmy just couldn't eat this milk and butter. And she'd give him meats, and her and her daughter would eat the milk and butter. And I've heard her tell a lot of times about how sick he'd be if he went anywhere and they'd tell him there wasn't no milk.